text that calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from the book of Numbers, from our Old Testament lesson, and especially these words. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned. Pray to the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us." And so Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and everyone who is bitten when he sees it shall live." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The scriptures are absolutely clear. The wages of sin are death. But you know, in our lives, the connection between sin and death is not always so clear. Oh, ever so occasionally, the connection between sin and death becomes painfully clear, like when a drunk driver drives into a tree, ending his life. But most often, as we experience it in this world, sin and death are separated by enough time that we can begin to forget the connection between the two. And yet, ultimately, sin is the reason for all death. Physical death and spiritual death. Even though our eyes rarely see that connection very closely. However, in our Old Testament lesson for the day, the connection between sin and death was readily seen by all. The people of God had been wandering through the wilderness for quite some time towards the promised land. And as they did, they grew weary of such a nomadic hard life, and they began to speak out against Moses, and even more importantly, against God. They essentially accused God of not being good. They suggested that he had brought them out of Egypt only to make them suffer more severely than they were in Egypt. Oh, they could no longer remember where they were going and only could seem to remember where they were standing there in that wilderness. The dust in their eyes had caused them to stop looking forward to that land of milk and honey to which God was taking them. And so they began to speak out against Moses and against God. And there is no doubt about it that accusing God of not being good is sinful in every way. And as I said, in this case, in this scripture story, indeed the connection between sin and death was very clear. God sent what the modern translations and the older translations all call fiery serpents, or what you and I might call poisonous snakes. Those people that had spoken out against Moses and God were bitten by these serpents, and they died quickly after. There was not much time that passed, and so the people couldn't try to separate what they had done with the death they saw all around them. They couldn't try to come up with another reason that these snakes had suddenly all appeared. They knew that the cause of all that death was sin, their sin. And so those who had not yet been bitten, or at least those who had not yet died of that snake bite, cried out to God. They went to Moses and asked him to pray on their behalf. And God heard that cry. And he instructed Moses to make a bronze fiery serpent and to place it upon a pole and lift it up high. The people were told that anyone who had been bitten by the serpent and looked to that bronze serpent up on the pole would not die but would live. Yes, look upon that serpent who was lifted up high, and they would live. Their sin was the obvious cause of death. And that bronze serpent was the obvious cause of life given by God. And this story, I believe, is recorded for us to help remind our minds and our hearts what our eyes do often not see, that sin and death are one, and that conversely, God and life are one. Yes, we need stories like this read back into our memories from time to time. Because as I said, so often the connection between sin and death and the connection between God and life is not evident to us. Generally, when we commit sin, there's no immediate death that occurs. Generally, there's not even any sort of immediate result at all that tells us that we've stepped closer to death. In fact, in many cases, to our eyes, we sin and nothing changes at all. Sometimes things even seem better. And this being true, we can sometimes forget just how deadly sin is. After all, we can be greedy and watch our bank accounts grow. We can ignore God's guidance and feel very much in love. We can say awful things and laugh. We can lean on food or alcohol or whatever else we choose as a crutch and feel quite happy and relaxed. We can swindle someone and feel pretty good about the deal we made out with. We can pridefully talk down about others and in turn feel pretty good about ourselves. You see, it's kind of like eating foods that are high in fat and calories. They never seem to taste bad at the time. But as we all now know through science and medicine, these kind of foods, especially in an abundance, can cause death. You see, it's the same with sin. While initially there may be no clear connection between our sins and death, we indeed should never question that sin and death are very much connected. Remember when Ananias and Sapphira lied about the sale of their home to the apostles and fell over dead? There was no question about the connection there. Or remember when Herod allowed himself to be worshipped as God and was struck down immediately? Again, no question as to the connection. Or finally, remember when Lot's wife turned back and took one final look at Sodom and was turned to salt? No question there either. No, sin and death are indeed very much connected. James knew this and made it clear in his letter included in the scriptures. He wrote these words, "But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brother." So here's the question for us today. Are you and I being deceived? Do we think that the sins in our life are not really deadly at all? I mean, the Bible makes it clear that sin leads to death. After all, remember, before sin entered into this world, there was no physical death, and there was no spiritual death possible either. But now we know that physical death makes its way to us all. And spiritual death is the lot of all who do not have Christ. Oh, you and I will not escape physical death. But by the grace of our God, we can escape what the Bible calls the second death, spiritual, eternal death. You and I may not think, as people that come to church most weeks, maybe read our Bible and pray, that spiritual death is really a possibility for us. But we must remember that the scriptures make clear that sin kills our relationship with God. And I use the word kills purposely. For you see, sin that is not dealt with in confession and forgiveness can ultimately result in eternal spiritual death, separation from our Heavenly Father. And this is not true for only those outside of our walls, but for us as well. If you and I think we can simply go on sinning without true repentance for those sins, we will die forever. And that is why, especially in this season of Lent, God calls out to us time and time again through His Word to repent. He reminds us time and time again through the words that are given to us in the Scriptures that not turning from sin is a sure death sentence for us all. A death sentence that will last for all eternity. But God doesn't say these things to simply frighten us. Rather, He does this work through His church because He knows something very true. And what does He know? Well, it is this. If one does not realize they are dying, they don't desire the cure. You see, indeed, those who were in the wilderness, who had not been bitten by the serpent and could not feel the swelling going through their body leading towards death, they certainly weren't going to stand there in the wilderness and look at some bronze serpent up on a pole. But those who realized they were dying didn't need any extra motivation at all. When they were told they could look at that serpent and live, what else would they do? It is very much the same with sin. If you and I do not realize that the sin in our life is lethal, then we won't look to the one who is also lifted high. The one whom that serpent in the wilderness foreshadowed. Our gospel lesson says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life. You see, God loves you enough to tell you the truth. In fact, He loves the whole world that much. That is why through His church He continues to proclaim that sin is absolutely deadly. He wants the whole world to know that they are dying in sin in order that they might desire the cure, in order that they might look up to that one who was hung on a cross-shaped pole outside of Jerusalem. For He is light. He is the light that exposes the lethal nature of sins, and He is the light which can cause brightness in all people's lives through the forgiveness of those sins. Have no doubt about it today. Our Old Testament lesson brings sin and death so close together that we must learn. The sins in our life are killing us. And they're killing our relationship to the Father. But today, don't leave here simply knowing that you are dying in sin. But rather, look to that one. That one who is there hanging upon the cross. For if you look upon Him, you will not die, but will live forever. Let His light search you and expose all of your sins so then He can forgive them. And then by His Holy Spirit, walk in His light. For God so loves you that He gave His only begotten Son, that if you should look upon Him, you will not die, but you will have everlasting life. Thanks be to the Father for sending us His Son. Amen.